Luke chapter number two, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was the governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone in his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In verse number 7, the Bible says that she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. You would think that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords would be wrapped in kingly robes. You'd think that at the manger scene that he would be wrapped in some goodly garments, but he wasn't. He was wrapped, the Bible says, in swaddling clothes. That shows us his humility and his humanity. And so he was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in the manger. It's another thing that you wouldn't expect to see, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords laying in a lowly manger. You would think he would be in a fine house somewhere. A lot of attendees around Mary and servants around Mary and around the Lord Jesus, taking care of every need and everything that they needed or had to have. And you would expect to see that. This is the King of Kings we're talking about that's being born. And here we find him, he's born in a manger, or laid in a manger. Isn't that amazing? That shows us his humanity, his humility, and all these things that we find here in that one verse of Scripture, because there's no room for them in the end, the Bible says. And that was no accident. God knew that. Amen. That didn't take God by surprise. God had already orchestrated every bit of that. There was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Now, here's the thing about shepherds. Shepherds are lowly individuals. The job of a shepherd was probably the lowest of the low. It's not a job that everybody esteemed. It's not a job that everybody wanted, that everybody wanted to take part in. The shepherd's job was a lowly job. We find here that the Bible says that they were shepherds abiding in the field. No doubt this wasn't wintertime when they was abiding in the field. They didn't do that in the wintertime. They only did that in the warmer weather when the cattle or the sheep or whatever could get out and graze in the middle of the night. Amen. And so they're keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them. And the Bible says they were sore afraid. Now we understand the Scripture teaches that whenever the angel or angelic being would appear, they were afraid because they believed in those days it was a custom to believe that if you saw an angelic being or anything that resembled that, you were going to die. And so here's fear done struck their heart. These shepherds are out just doing their job. They're nobody special. They're just out doing their job. Let me borrow your mind for just a moment. They're out doing their job out in the field with their sheep, and it's at night time, and they're not doing anything spectacular. They're just doing what they normally do. Let me say to you, the wise men were doing what they normally do. They were studying of stars. They were astronomers. They studied the stars. And what did God do for the wise men? He sent them a star. He spoke to them in a language they could understand. Here's the shepherds. They're out to doing just what they do. And the angel of the Lord appears unto them. And the Bible says, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not. We go to underline that, amen. Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And it shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. They came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. When they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, once again for the privilege to be in Your house tonight. I pray, Lord, You illuminate my mind. Guard these lips of clay. Father, I pray, help me, Lord, to say only that that's needful, necessary, well-pleasing in Your sight. I pray, Lord, You'd open up the Word of God to us tonight. Help us, Lord, to glean from the Scriptures, Lord, and have Your hand upon us. And all that's said and all that's done, Father, we be sure to thank You and praise You for what's accomplished. In Jesus' sweet, loving, precious, and holy name, we pray and ask these things. Amen and amen. As we look at this passage of Scripture, the Bible says that, lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. Could you imagine being out in the field at night, and it's dark, and maybe there's a little bit of moonlight, maybe not. There's a possibility that maybe the moon was shining a little bit. Then all of a sudden, out of the heavens, comes a bright light, and an angel begins to come and appear before the shepherd. Could you just imagine the fear that struck their heart? How would you feel if you were standing out in the middle of a field and all of a sudden here comes an angel out of heaven that appears before you? I'd have probably been, if I'd have understood the customs of that day, I'd have been just like they were. I'd have been scared. But the angel speaks and says unto those shepherds, fear not. Why does that make a difference? Because at the very beginning of this thing, they were fearful of what was about to happen, and God comforted their hearts. That speaks volumes. Amen. At the very onset of this thing, the Bible tells us that those shepherds were just doing their job. And here comes some strange phenomenon that comes on the scene and they're scared to death. And God speaks to them through the angel of the Lord and says, fear not. So joy is already stirring in their soul because they know that God's in control, first of all, and they're not going to die. Amen. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Now, understand with me tonight, as we study these things in the Scripture, we know that the wise men were of the Gentile nations. The wise men were Gentiles, and we're talking about the shepherds out in the field. These shepherds were Jews. And so the Scripture says that this great joy shall be to all people, Jews and Gentiles. Of all nations, all tongue, and all kindred. Amen. That great joy. For unto you is born this day the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now, the angel begins to speak to them and tells them that this shall be a sign unto you. We know that God don't speak in signs and wonders anymore because we have the completed Word of God. God doesn't speak in dreams anymore because we have the completed Word of God. We've got that settled, I hope. We understand that. So, this is at the point in time when God is trying to reveal Himself to the world, to all people. And He says, this shall be a sign unto you, shall find a babe, or the babe, not a babe, but the babe, amen, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, or a place you would not expect to find the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah said He's Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Amen. You would not expect to find Him wrapped in death clothes, lying in a manger in a stable somewhere. Amen. You wouldn't expect to see that. And so this is news to the shepherds. They've heard, no doubt, of the Messiah that's been promised, prophesied for many years that He's coming. He's going to be born. And then the angel comes on the scene and says, this Jesus Christ who is going to be born this day in the city of David, He's going to be wrapped in death clothes and He's going to be lying in a lowly manger in a stable. A little hard to understand, probably a little hard to comprehend. I wouldn't have thought that. But we find that they hear what the angel is saying. And the Bible says, and suddenly there was with the angel, watch this now. It's one thing for one angel to appear scared a mess out of you, but here comes a multitude of angels. A multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The heavenly host appeared before the shepherds, those lowly shepherd boys, not the chief priest, not the elders of Jerusalem, not the high and the elect, the great officials of that day. The Bible says that the angel came into those lowly shepherd boys, came to them and began to speak to them and tell them what's going to take place in the city of David. You know why the angel came into the lowly shepherd boys and not into the chief priests, not into the elders, not into all the high elite of that day? You know why they didn't come to them? Because they couldn't accept what was being told. They couldn't believe what was being told. They was not prepared for that. They wasn't ready for that. But these shepherd boys, no doubt, had heard the word of the Lord. Amen. And they knew that the Messiah would one day come. And these Jews were prepared. I believe they were prepared in their heart for what was taking place. And so the Lord also, I believe, knew that. And He begins to show them and speak to them. And then the multitude of heavenly hosts came and began praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest on earth, the peace, goodwill toward men." And then, if that wasn't amazing enough, I hope I've captured your mind. This angel begins to speak to them, then all of a sudden, after he makes that statement, here's a host of heavenly angels, and they're praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest." And they do that for just a few moments, and all of a sudden, it's over. They're gone. The light's gone. The angels are gone. It's over. And them boys are standing around there, "Did you see that? What in the world?" I mean, just let me borrow your mind for just a moment. What if you were standing there and saw such a thing? Amen? I mean, that's miraculous to begin with. It's amazing. And it came to pass, verse 15, as the angels were gone away. The angels didn't hang around. Never in the Bible do you find where angels just hung around. They came, they had a mission, they came, they said what they had to say, and they were gone. In and out, gone. Got it done. Amen. That's the way some evangelists are. They come in, they say it, and they get out, and they're gone. They never come back. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway. I'm not saying that evangelists are angels, all right? Anyway, moving on. The angels didn't hang around, but they move in, they say what they had to say, and then they move on. And so we find it came to pass as the angels were gone from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." The lowly shepherds. The Jewish boys out with their flock by night. And they look at each other and they hear this from the angel. And they hear the multitude of angels singing. And they look at each other and say, "Well, let's go back to work, boys. I don't believe that mess. I don't know what that was about. Must have had too much to drink before we come to work. Must have had too much hot chocolate." I don't know if they drank hot chocolate or not. But anyway, they didn't say that. They looked at each other. And the Bible says they looked at one another and said, "Let us now go." Not wait till tomorrow, because the angel said, "This day in the city of David." So let us go now and see this that we have heard from the angel, that see this and see the thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. They didn't waste any time. They acted upon what they heard. That's a great lesson for you and I tonight to understand that whenever we hear from the Lord, it's a great privilege in your life and my life to hear from the Lord, first of all. If He speaks to us, if He says something to us individually, it's a miraculous thing to hear from the Lord. Is everybody with me tonight? I mean, if God speaks to your heart, that's a miraculous thing that He'll say something to you. I preached a message one time on the silence of the Savior, and there was a time at the crucifixion of Christ, when Christ didn't say a word, and I preached on the silence of the Savior, but I flipped the coin on that and thought about whenever the Savior was quiet at the crucifixion and during all that was going on and when He didn't say anything. That's biblical, we understand that. But what if whenever, after the fact, and whenever we're praying and we're talking to Him and there's silence from the Savior, when you can't hear from Him, when He doesn't speak to you, that's an awful, awful place to be. We find here that these shepherd boys, and no doubt were right with God, because the Lord had spoke to them, and they didn't wait around. They understood that God had spoken to them and showed them this thing, and they said, "Let us go now. Let's move." Amen. When God speaks, we ought to move. Amen. And whenever the Lord speaks to your heart in the service, and God has given you a messenger, amen, to preach to you and give you a word from the Lord, it's time to move, amen. Don't put it off. Don't wait when it comes to salvation. Those folks that are lost and undone. And there's folks listening tonight by social media. If you hear my voice tonight, don't put it off. If God spoke to your heart, you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. In this day, today is the day of salvation. Amen. The angel said, "This day in the city of David, a Savior is born." Thank God that He was. But today's the day of salvation. Don't put that off. Today's the day to make the move. Amen. And get things settled with God. Here we find that they begin to move, and they came with haste, the Bible says, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. When they seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. They boldly told everything that they heard. They begin to say what they were told concerning this child. Could you imagine going there where there's Mary and Joseph, the babe lying in the manger, and they begin to tell Mary and Joseph, "We seen an angel. We was out in the field and a heavenly angel, something from another world, come before us and said, 'Hey, don't fear, boys. Let me tell you what's going to happen.'" And then all of a sudden, they begin to praise God, glorify God. And listen, we saw that. Then all of a sudden, they were gone. Mary and Joseph were probably looking and said, "Well, son, that ain't nothing strange. You'll let me tell you what he did for us." Amen. Joseph said, "Hey, let me tell you what he told me." He told me not to put her away. She's going to have a child of the Holy Ghost. She's going to have a virgin birth. Amen. Could you imagine the conversation going on between them and Mary and Joseph? Hey, they begin to tell everything that they was told concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherd. And they wondered. You know, it's amazing sometimes you begin to talk about what God's done in your life. You can be talking to somebody that goes to church that you are around, maybe one of the other church members. You can be in the grocery store, you can be out somewhere else, or be at work, and someone that goes to church, you begin to talk about what the Lord has done. And those around you will hear that, and they'll begin to wonder. Amen. It won't be long, they'll be questioning that God you serve. Amen? It's amazing sometimes the things that people do, the things that people say. It's always good to make sure you've got the right words on your tongue whenever you're talking to someone, because somebody somewhere is listening.
Right.
Amen. All those, here's a prime example. The Bible says, "And all that heard what they were saying wondered at those things which were told by the shepherds." Many times people wonder about the things that we say. Hello? "And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them." The shepherds acted upon what they heard. That is a great step of faith. God spoke to them and they acted. Nobody else told them that you need to go over here to Bethlehem and see Mary and Joseph. Nobody else told them that. The angel of the Lord told them what was going to happen, and they acted upon what they heard, which is what we ought to do, is act upon what we hear. Amen. Anytime we hear the Word of God and God speaks to our hearts, through the Word of God, we are to act upon what we hear. That is a step of faith. If God says, "Give and it shall be given," that's a step of faith. When we act upon that, we move upon that, and we give and God gives back. Amen. Here the Bible says... The Bible says that the shepherds, they acted upon what was heard by faith. And they went to where, by faith, this thing was supposed to be happening. Amen? It's all by faith. Every bit of it's by faith. They trusted that what the angel of the Lord said is truth. And I can promise you tonight, everything God says in this book is truth. Amen? And they were acting upon that. And whenever they get there, they find what was told unto them. Ain't it a great blessing when God tells you something and you follow Him and it comes to pass? Amen? Whenever that thing comes to reality, that thing comes to life, and God blesses and does whatever it is that He does in your life, that's a great blessing whenever those things happen. And we know that God heard our prayer. We know God directed our path. And those things make a wonderful day. Amen. Puts joy in the heart, spring in your step. Amen. When God's answered my prayer. Amen. And God works and God does things like that. And He continues to do that. God's not dead. Amen. We don't serve a dead God. We serve a God that's alive and well. And He's still working miracles and still doing great and mighty things. As He did at the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, performed a great miracle. One of the greatest miracles. But He's still in the miracle working business. He's still speaking the hearts. He's still directing paths. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path.
Amen.
He's still directing paths. He directed them to Bethlehem. He directed the wise men to follow the star. Amen. To see the star there above the stable. They knew where to go. He's still directing paths. It came to pass that the angels were gone into the heaven, the shepherds said one another, "Let us now go So they went, they came, and they saw. When they seen it, verse 17, when they seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told concerning this child. The Bible says that all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary now, something a little special about Mary. Mary didn't say nothing. She was taking it all in. You see that? But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. What does that mean to us, preacher? How do we apply that to us? Well, I'll tell you how we apply that. There's times whenever I'll preach a message that's meant for you. There's other times that it's not meant for you. And you don't get it like the shepherds got it. You don't get it like everybody else got it. You ponder that in your heart. And there'll be a time when you'll have to have that. Hey, I remember the preacher said over there in the Scriptures. Amen? Ponder those things in your heart. And Mary was pondering those things, and she kept all these things in her heart, and she pondered upon them. And it's a great time in our life when we realize that whenever we study the Word of God and we ponder on what God says and believe what God says and watch what God does, it's a great day in our Christian walk. Amen? We ponder on that. Did God say that? Yes, God said that. What does that mean? Well, I just got to trust Him by faith. Amen. Ponder on those things. I didn't write down a lot of things to ponder in your heart, but the Bible teaches us in the book of Proverbs to search for the Scriptures as in hid treasures. Yeah. It takes the silver. Somebody's searching for silver, they'll dig and they'll dig and they'll dig. Or searching for gold, they'll dig and dig and dig, and they'll do everything beyond reason trying to find gold. The Scriptures ought to be the same way. Amen. I ought to dig in there until I get an answer. Someone says, I need an answer from God. Get in the Word. Amen? And get in there. Dig and pray and ask God to show you. He'll give you the answer. Amen. Be careful your answer don't come from your flesh, but it comes from God. Many times people want an answer and they'll make their mind up before they ever pray. This is what I want to do. I'm going to ask God if I can do this. Well, you done made your mind up. You're going to ask God if you can do that. God, can I have permission to do this? You better be careful how you pray. Ponder those things and wait on the Lord. Amen? And seek the Lord's will. Seek the Lord's guidance. When it comes to knowing what the Scripture says, ponder. Keep those things. Ponder them and pray about it. And don't jump the gun. When it comes to making major moves in your life, be careful. Now, these shepherd boys, when they heard and God spoke to them directly, they moved. They've made haste. If God speaks to you directly, don't wait. Get it done. Amen? Make haste. For tomorrow may never come. And we need to get it done. We don't know if tomorrow's going to come. And so whenever the Lord speaks and says move, then it's time to move. Moses was guilty of such a thing whenever God had told him to lead the children of Israel and told him to go down to the Red Sea. And whenever they got there, he told him what to do, and Moses begins to pray again. And God says to Moses, why are you asking me this? Why are you praying? Wherefore criest thou unto me? That's what he said. Because God's already spoke. God's already told him what to do. It's time to move. There's times whenever it's time to move and people make excuses. Well, I need to pray. Why are you praying for? God's already said to. Be careful, church. When God says move, don't wait. If God says move, move. Amen? Now, if it's the Lord telling us to wait, to be patient, wait on the Lord, then we're to be patient and wait on the Lord. And whenever that day comes to move, then move. Amen? Is everybody with me? Everybody understand? Hope you got that. God's speaking to you about some situation in your life. And God's told you to wait. You wait. You ponder the Word of God and you stay in the Word of God. You pray and you wait. But when that day comes that God says do it, God says move, and you know that it's of God, don't wait. Don't wait. Make a move. Get it done. Amen? Amen. That's good preaching right there. God calls men to ministry. God calls men to the mission field. And they get a burden. They'll hear some missionary stand up behind the pulpit and they'll get a burden to go to some mission field. And it's easy to get a burden. It's easy to listen to the missionary and want to go do what they're going to go do. Hey, listen, I get a burden about every time I hear one speak. I want to go where they're going. I want to do what they're doing. Amen. God didn't call me to go do that. Amen? And so if it's someone that's praying about that, you pray and you wait on God, but whenever the door opens, God opens the door, then you go through it, you go at it. Amen? You go at it with everything you got. Hope I'm not confusing you. There's a time to move and there's a time to sit still. When God says move, it's a time to move. If God says be still, it's time to be still. When you know in the Scripture there, when Moses was, before they got up to the Red Sea, there's a point in time when God says, stand still and know that I'm God. There's a time to stand still. But then there's a time to move. Amen. Here we see that those men, they went forward. Amen. And the Bible says in verse number 20, the shepherds returned, glorifying, praising God, watch this now, for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. You know what that is? That's a testimony. That's their testimony. God said it. God proved it. God showed it to us. I know I was there. I saw. Let me tell you what God's done. Amen. That's their testimony. They was praising God. Praise, the psalmist said, praise shall continually be upon my lips. David seen the Lord do great things. Amen. God spoke to him. God showed him. God told him. And God answered him. And at the end, when it's all said and done, David said, praise shall continually be on my lips. You and I should always have praise on our lips. Amen. Look at the great things God has done.
Amen.
It's 2020 and so many folks died from March till now with COVID. And we stand here and sit here tonight that God's blessed. God's been good to us.
Amen.
We've got our right mind. We're not in the hospital. Amen. But we've got reasons to rejoice.
Amen.
Not just because we're healthy, but because God's been good to us.
Amen.
Amen. God gave us a church. God gave us a group of people. God gave us a pastor. Amen. God's done great things. God gave us carpet. God gave us heat in the lower part of the building. Amen. Could be a lot worse. We could not have no heat down here. Could be out there chopping wood and putting wood in the wood stove. Amen. I'm not against that either. God's been good to us, and praise is to continually be upon our lips. The shepherds, now, they were lowly individuals. They wasn't of the highest of the high. They wasn't of the chief priests or none of the high elite people of those days. They were just lowly individuals. And God chose to speak to them. Don't you ever think that you're so low that God will never speak to you. There's no, that the Bible says of all people, the Savior's for all people. Amen? God speaks to all people. Everybody has the privilege of salvation. Everybody has the privilege to come to know Christ as their Savior. Red, yellow, black, or white, they're all precious in His sight. Amen? Everybody. Well, preacher, I don't have nothing. I'm just a little widow lady. I don't have anything. You don't have to have anything. Amen? The only thing you've got to have is a willingness to be obedient to the Lord. Just accept Him. Amen? It's not about the things that we have. It's about the one we don't have, if we don't have Him. Amen? And then whenever we have Jesus, you know what we have? Everything we need.
Amen.
Amen. He shall supply all your need, that's singular, all your need according to His riches in glory. Not your needs, but your need. And what do we need? Nothing but Jesus.
Amen.
Hope it's a help to you tonight. Hope it's encouragement to you. Let praise continue to be upon your lips in these days as we celebrate the holiday at Christmas, and let everybody know that Christ was born. But He went to the cross. He growed up. Amen. He had a 33 and a half year ministry on this earth. He died upon the cross of Calvary for their sins and our sins. Make sure people know that. Amen. Tell them. And He went to a borrowed tomb, buried in a borrowed tomb. Didn't have one of His own. He had to borrow one. But He didn't stay there long. Whoop. Resurrected bodily from the grave and now sitting at the right hand of God the Father. That's the Christmas story. Amen. It doesn't stop with the babe lying in the manger. That's just the beginning of it. All right? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for the privilege.